there, but one, it wasn't much of a sight to see Indians. They were there. They'd come up from the Everglades. And they had one played basketball. He was a fine athlete. He was the biggest, strongest, best basketball player they had. He and I matched against each other that when I was a senior in high school. And I was a pretty good solid boy. I thought I was pretty good until I got hold of that Indian. And I played center. And he just had, you didn't have time to do anything but guard him. You didn't have time to shoot. I'd shot more field goals, I mean more points than the whole team put together, but I couldn't get a chance to shoot because that guy kept me busy guarding him. So I got teed off at him, and I leaned over his shoulder to overguard him. He was dribbling down or dribbling around there. I threw my arm across his shoulder and knocked the ball down. When I did, he just grabbed me. He just picked me up on his shoulder, walked me clear across the court, and put me down in front of the referee. He had me up in the air, and my feet were jigging, and my other hand trying to get loose, and he had clear up on his shoulder. He laughed about it. He was way up in high school. His daddy was a missionary, and he was half Indian. His mother was an Indian. Everybody loved him. He was good at me. And they may have some down there that just still dress like Indians. We'd see them uptown doing shopping and trading. But see, they didn't have any Bermuda, and they didn't have all that Tamiami Trail that goes from Tampa to Miami. That wasn't thought of in those days. That was all swamp, throwaway, cypress swamp, and Everglades. Now they've got, I have never been to Naples and all down in there, but they tell me I've been down in Okeechobee and down below to the Everglades, but I never have been over the Tamiami Trail.
You mentioned the swamp there. If the swamp's got salt water in it, they call it anything different?
Saltgrass. I think they call it some of the other saltgrass too. But I always classify it as saltgrass. Saltgrass blooms sometimes a big sign for the Indian. It's going to have a cold winter or a mild winter. They go by the growth on the tree. Saltgrass blooms, well, I don't know whether they predict a typhoon, cyclone, or, you know, tornado. What do we call the thing?
Hurricane.
We've had several of those. That's the way they predict it. They get up and leave whenever the signs get right and they move out of that low ground. They don't ever get caught down there.
Do they ever call those marshes?
Marshes, some of them are marshes. Salt marshes. Down over the Palmetto Break, and they got a lot of them used to have. Of course, they cleared them off now and pumped sand in there and built houses over them. Go and stop them from digging up, digging up the beaches. I guess half of that clear water beach has been dug up and pumped in there before they started regulating, see. We have a relative that lives in Clearwater Beach.
You're talking about going swimming. Did you ever see anybody and do this kind of dive where you land flat on your belly? Not like that. What do they call that?
Chillin' call it a belly buster. I used to watch my chillin'. I gave my youngest son swimming lessons, one on his hand. He was quite an artist when it came to diving. He wasn't afraid of anything. He could do a double flip, forward, a double flip back. He could dive here, dive there. So he went to some of the beaches, this guy down there in the swimming pool, he was giving lessons, he sent way down there. He got right there. The next year I went over to East Coast, stayed in Hollywood out there in a motel. It was one of these individuals on them, what they call them,